Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. BJP files police complaint against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for alleged assault and incitement after two party MPs receive injuries during protest in Parliament House complex. Congress also registers counter police complaint. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh dismisses no confidence motion moved by opposition against Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Home Minister Amit Shah holds review meeting in National Capital over security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stresses on adoption of high-end technologies to keep pace with changing dynamics of modern warfare. In Afghanistan, at least 50 people killed in two separate road accidents in Ghazni province. India to play Champions Trophy next year on neutral ground, not Pakistan, announces International Cricket Council. BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for alleged assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex today. Talking to media, senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur said in their complaint at Parliament Street Police Station, the party has mentioned in detail the incident.
उनके द्वारा शारीरिक हमला और उकसाने के लिए हमने सेक्शन 109, 115, सेक्शन 117, सेक्शन 125, सेक्शन 131 और सेक्शन 351 के अंतर्गत उनके खिलाफ कंप्लेंट दर्ज करवाई है। राहुल गांधी जी ने दल बल का प्रयोग किया, अपने साथी सांसदों को उकसाया, जिसके कारण गंभीर चोटें दो सांसदों को लगी है और जिस तरह का दुर्व्यवहार उन्होंने किया, एक महिला सांसद जो नागालैंड से आती है प्रण कौन्याक जी, वो राहुल गांधी जी के महिलाओं के प्रति रवैये को लेकर भी दिखाता है।
Mr. Thakur added that when security forces asked Mr. Gandhi and other opposition leaders to take a designated path to enter Parliament, Mr. Gandhi expressed his anger and did not take that designated path. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and union minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused Mr. Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex.
Congress ke sansadon ne sari maryada tod di, adhyaksh ki asandhi ke upar chad gaye. लोकतंत्र की धज्जियां उड़ाई गई है, संविधान को कुचला गया है, डेमोक्रेसी को कलंकित करने का पाप कांग्रेस ने किया है, इंडी गठबंधन के लोगों ने किया है और इसके लिए देश उन्हें माफ नहीं कर सकता। मैं राहुल गांधी से पूछना चाहता हूँ कि आज जो व्यवहार किया है आपने, क्या वो सभ्य और शालीन व्यवहार था, कि ये भारत के संस्कार है? भारत कभी भी भारतीय संस्कृति और सभ्यता ऐसे व्यवहार की अपेक्षा नहीं कर सकती।
The minister said BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted in the hospital, and another MP, Mukesh Rajput, was also injured. He said tribal MP Phang Non Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi and she's complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. Talking to media, senior party leader Digvijay Singh said it was decided that they will stage a protest march from the statue of B.R. Ambedkar to Makar Dwar of Parliament, but BJP leaders gathered at the Makar Dwar, creating ruckus. He added that in this incident, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge fell and both his knees were injured.
ये सारा का सारा आज हुआ है, ये सुनियोजित ढंग से देश में जो बाबा साहब अम्बेडकर के खिलाफ के वक्तव्य थे, उसका जन आंदोलन जो बन चुका है, उसको काउंटर करने के लिए आज ये सब इन्होंने नाटक नौटंकी की है।
Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition MPs, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others, trooped into the well. Some members also reached near the Lok Sabha Speaker's chair, raising slogans against the Union Home Minister. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the House assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m., the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House complex was raised. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju demanded an apology from Mr. Gandhi and Congress over the incident.
आज पार्लियामेंट का मुख्य द्वार में बीजेपी एनडीए एमपीज का प्रदर्शन चल रहा था तो राहुल गांधी और उनके एमपीज जबरदस्ती घुस करके अपना शारीरिक प्रदर्शन जो किया है ये बहुत गलत हो गया है. पार्लियामेंट अपना शारीरिक ताकत दिखाने का कोई ये प्लेटफॉर्म नहीं है. राहुल गांधी ने भारतीय जनता पार्टी के दो एमपीज प्रताप सिंह सारंगी जी और मुकेश राजपूत जी को बहुत बुरी तरह घायल कराया.
BJP MP Phang Nong Konyak alleged that Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, misbehaved with her during the protest. Leader of the House, JP Nadda, also spoke over the issue and demanded a censure motion on the incident. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar informed the House that Phang Nong Konyak has approached him and he's looking into it. Deputy Chairman Harivansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion moved against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging that he was working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, Deputy Chairman termed this an act of impropriety, severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of the Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. He further said it was aimed to damage the constitutional institutions. At least 60 opposition members had signed the notice for removal of Vice President Dhankar from his post on December the 10th. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level security meeting in New Delhi. The meeting primarily focused on critical security issues with a special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, also attended the meeting, which aims to review strategies to ensure peace and stability in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, National Investigation Agency Director General Sadanand Date, BSF Chief Daljeet Singh Chaudhary, among other officers, also attended the meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, the five terrorists who were killed in an encounter in Kadar Behibag area of Kulgam district today have been identified as members of terror outfit Hizbul Mujahideen. Dreaded terrorist Farooq Ahmed Butt was among the slain terrorists. Two security personnel were also injured during the encounter and they have been admitted to hospital. Security sources said that a cache of arms and ammunition was recovered from the encounter site. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed on adoption of high-end technologies to keep pace with changing dynamics of modern warfare. Speaking during an event in New Delhi today, he said the country is moving towards achieving self-reliance in the defence sector at a rapid pace.
भारत बेहद तेज गति से डिफेंस सेक्टर में सेल्फ रिलायंस की ओर अपने कदम आगे बढ़ा चुका है. मॉडर्न वॉरफेयर जितनी तेजी से बदल रहा है उसे देखते हुए हाई इन टेक्नोलॉजी को अपनाना हमारे लिए समय की यह आवश्यकता है. आज हम इनोवेशन फॉर डिफेंस एक्सलेंस यानी आईडेक्स और टेक्नोलॉजी डेवलपमेंट फंड यानी TDF जैसी स्कीम्स के माध्यम से हमारे यूथ को नए टेक्नोलॉजिकल चैलेंजेस दे रहे हैं. भारत टेक्नोलॉजी के मामले में पूरे वर्ल्ड को लीड करेगा, मेरा यह पक्का विश्वास है.
Mr. Singh said that the country is exporting the weapons that it used to import once. He gave the credit for this to the combined efforts of public sector, private sector, academia and innovators. The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare is observing National Good Governance Week 2024 starting today. As a part of this, a national workshop on effective redressal of pension grievances was also organized today. Senior officers from various ministries and departments participated in the workshop and explored ways for making the grievance redressal process more sensitive, accessible and meaningful. During the week-long observance, the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or, a nationwide campaign for redressal of public grievances and improving service delivery is also being held in more than 700 districts, states and union territories of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his message on Good Governance Week, has stated that the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign is a key element of Good Governance Week. He said it is not merely a slogan, but a transformational effort aimed at bringing effective governance closer to rural people. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be held next month. Registration for this Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unique interactive program has already started and will remain open until 14th of January on MyGov portal. This program has been conceptualized to reduce examination stress and encourage students, teachers and parents to celebrate life as an utsav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with King Charles III of the United Kingdom. Recalling the historic relations between the two countries, they both reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UK. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they discussed various subjects of mutual interest, including climate action and sustainability. Mr. Modi also expressed his appreciation for the King's sustained advocacy and initiatives on these issues and briefed him on the multiple initiatives undertaken by India. They also exchanged greetings on the upcoming festive occasions of Christmas and the New Year. At least 50 people have been killed and 76 others were injured in two separate road accidents in East Afghanistan's Ghazni province. The mishaps took place on the outskirts of Ghazni city and in the Andar district of the province last night. According to Mullah Hamidullah Nasser, Provincial Director of Information and Culture, all the injured have been shifted to health centres for treatment, but most of their conditions were reported as critical. Domestic benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty 50, crashed over 1% each today following the US Fed rate cut outlook. This marks the fourth consecutive session of losses for Indian markets. Here is a report.
The Sensex closed 964 points or 1.2% down at 79,218, while the Nifty 50 settled 247 points or 1.02% lower at 23,951. In the forex market, rupee dropped 14 paise and breached the crucial 85 level to close at an all-time low of 85.08 against the US dollar today. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading down at 75,980 rupees for 10 grams when reports last came in. Brent crude was trading down at $73.11 per barrel, according to the latest reports. Rajesh Lake for Akashwani News.
In sports news, the International Cricket Council ICC today confirmed that matches between India and Pakistan in upcoming ICC events till 2027 will be played at neutral venues. The ruling ends uncertainty over the Champions Trophy's future, which is to be played in February and March next year in Pakistan. Now, the tournament will be played in a hybrid model across Pakistan and a neutral venue. This decision also applies to the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup 2025, hosted by India, and the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, hosted by India and Sri Lanka. In women's T20 cricket, the third and final match between India and the West Indies is underway at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai. Chasing a target of 218 runs, West Indies were 24 for 1 in 4.3 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP files police complaint against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for alleged assault and incitement after two party MPs received injuries during protest in Parliament House complex. Congress also registers counter-police complaint. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh dismisses no-confidence motion moved by opposition against Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Home Minister Amit Shah holds review meeting in National Capital over security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stresses on adoption of high-end technologies to keep pace with changing dynamics of modern warfare. India to play Champions Trophy next year on neutral ground, not Pakistan, announces International Cricket Council. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.